Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ooh, it's about to get real. Welcome back, everyone, to Get Real, but season two. Woo! We're your hosts, Ashley,
Junie,
and Peniel. He could not make it today because of scheduling conflicts, but we promise that he'll be back very, very soon. But we do have a very special guest today, we're going to introduce him in a little bit. But before that, sorry, we got to tease it. Okay. Make sure to follow and review the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcast. And if you hate ads, consider becoming a member of the Dive Studios Patreon, where you can access ad-free episodes. Okay, guys. So our special guest for today, I've been wanting him to come out on Get Real for so long, ever since we started. But we can finally have him because he's a free soul now. We have Usang Sammy.
Yes. Thank you. Such a warm welcoming.
Can you introduce yourself, please?
Hi, guys. This is Usang here. Thank you for inviting me. Yeah.
Woo! Weren't you just on the Daebak show with…
Yeah, I'm like a Dive Studios feature now. Like, I'm on everything.
Yeah, I feel like you were just in like in LA, but you're in Korea now.
I just came July… Or that's when my quarantine ended. July 1st.
Okay. Have you met Junie before?
Yeah, just today.
Just today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, Junie. Yeah, nice to meet you.
How was the first impression?
Very handsome.
Oh, no.
Very artistic. I love his tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
No, I saw your tattoos as well. I
mean, oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
I have tattoos too, guys.
Nice. Yeah. Nice tattoos.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I hope you guys get, familiar cool, with cool, each cool, other.
Cool. Yeah.
But Usang, did you listen to Dive Studios before? I mean, did you listen to Get Real before?
I'm gonna be honest, like I think I saw some clips of the mm-hmm. Heejun when he was a guest. Mm-hmm. And then I just saw like a minute of it and I was like…
So that was the only episode you saw?
And then I saw some like reels. I think it was like short clips. It was just on my Explore feed.
Yeah. Okay. We appreciate the support. how is promoting your new music?
It was good.
That's it? Tell us about it.
I didn't do much. I just uploaded the video on YouTube. Go check it out. It's called Lazy.
No, but you worked really hard on it for a long time.
I know, but like the concept is lazy, so I don't even want to promote it.
Oh, I see. Yeah. It's called Lazy. It's available on YouTube, Spotify, wherever you get your music. So please go support Sammy. So are you going back to LA soon?
Well, for now, I think August 15th. That's the plane ticket I have.
Okay. Well, thanks for making the time to stop by before you go.
Of course. Anything for you. Ashley invited me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
How are you, Junie?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm good.
Are just, you getting used to Get Real now?
I'm trying to… Yeah, I'm getting used to it now. It's my second time here. And Ashley is like the whole person in the middle here. She got me to…
The queen.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah.
Get Real is my first… kind of like real thing on Dive.
Yeah.
It was like the best experience of my life. And then I asked… I like begged and pleaded to be on the Daebak show. And I finally got in.
Aww.
And now I am doing
successful.
This.
Successful.
I made it.
Woo-hoo! The success story.
I made it, Mom.
All right. Let's have fun this season.
Let's have fun.
Okay. So today we're going to talk about jealousy.
Jealousy.
So our listeners have anonymously submitted their thoughts, confessions, or questions regarding jealousy. If you guys want, you can follow The Dive Studios on Instagram and Twitter to know the upcoming themes and submit through The Dive Studios Discord. All right, so we have some messages that our listeners sent us. So Chunyi and I are going to read one each. Chunyi, do you want to read the first one?
Yeah, first one says, I have a question about jealousy. My cousin and I have been super close. Have been super close since we were kids, and we're the same age and the youngest of our families, so we're inseparable. Now that we're adults, however, things have changed. He recently started dating a girl who absolutely hates it when my sister and I get close to him. She has lost it over us, dancing at a family Christmas party, hugging each other to say goodbye, and even asked him to stop replying to our messages. Ooh. We are family and we're like siblings, so I don't understand why she's so bothered by it. What should I do? Should I do something about it? If so, what? Or should I put some distance between us so he doesn't have to have these problems with his girlfriend?
That's fucking weird.
That's kind of weird, to be honest.
Are you serious? Like,
yeah.
Are you kidding me? That's what? She's crazy. Run away.
Right? That's weird. What is she thinking?
Yeah, tell him to.
I don't know about that girl.
What?
I don't know about that girl.
Oh my God.
Your cousin? Come on.
Why would they be jealous of your…
I've seen experiences where like the girlfriend is so jealous that they're jealous of like their best friends. Like guy friends. Like or girlfriends. Like the same sex friends. Mm. You know what I mean? So I don't know. It's just jealousy is something you can't control, I guess. It's
like they were jealous because… their significant other was spending too much time with the best friend.
So if I put it in myself, if I was hanging out with Drew and like this, I haven't seen him in like 2 months. And then my girlfriend would be like really crazy over that. Like after an hour, she'd be like, where are you? Like,
Well, I think that's because you just dated an abnormal…
What do you mean you? I was talking about my friend.
Your friend. Your friend. I think
crazy.
I know who you're talking about. But yeah, your friend.
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I'm talking about your friend.
Well, there are like certain instances where it's not the jealousy because of you. It's the other friend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or maybe the friend isn't reliable enough. And then your girlfriend just doesn't… trust that person. So it could be looked as jealousy, but it also be… I'm just trying to cover up for this person, but I just can't do it.
I think it could also mean that the other person is not trustworthy. So if you were being sketchy and you weren't, you know, giving them trust, it could get them to get jealous. So I think trust is like the biggest issue there. Unless it's like the trust is there, but they just keep getting jealous. And I don't know.
It's just not healthy.
Yeah, it's not healthy.
Yeah, I've never heard of this. So I'm just kind of like…
Yeah, that one's harsh. Like, yeah.
If my boyfriend told me to not hang out with my cousins and not be so close to my… If my… you know…
like, which one?
Potential. Like,
What's wrong? She's like startled.
If whoever I was dating told me to not respond to my cousin's text, you know,
or
the
your
opposite
brother,
gender,
or Tyler's.
Or my brother,
that's crazy.
I would break up.
Yeah.
I'd be like, are you freaking crazy?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
I feel the same way.
I would honestly be happy that my significant other is spending time with their family because seeing that they're family oriented. But
yeah, it's like, damn, like say what, like, we want time off too, right? Like you don't want to be always together all the time with like one person.
That's not healthy.
That's not healthy, yeah.
But have you ever felt jealousy toward a family member? About like… I don't know, comparing like school grades or like success?
No, not really. Not yet, I guess. Yeah.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I have too far of a gap, like the age difference with my brothers. So I can't feel that. I wasn't able to feel that. It was more like, wow, they're doing this because they're adults. But I'm not an adult yet. So
okay. I think that's me too. My brother is so much younger than 13 years younger than me.
Okay.
So it's what am I going to be jealous of? His Pokemon cards?
Yeah, I know.
Like, oh, damn, you got that Pikachu?
Yeah. I don't think I've experienced that either. But I know that a lot of parents compare like siblings to each other.
Yeah.
And then from that, jealousy can happen. Mm. And I think with twins too, sometimes it's like more likely to happen because they kind of look the same. But there's always bound to be one person who's like a little better looking or like smarter.
Yeah. No, my best friends in high school were twins.
Uh-huh.
And like you said, there's always the more popular one, right? Or the smarter one.
Mm.
They would always get in fights about little things that no one thought it mattered just because there was that jealousy. Yeah. And then they get mad if I hung out with one of them and didn't hang out with the other one. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like it's just like… It just happened to be that he was near so I hung out with this one. But then the other one would text me and be like… Why you not call me? It's cute though.
That could happen though.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah, I feel like if you just hung out with just one person more than the other, but they're twins.
But but we were all best friends.
Yeah.
Like, the three of us, we were best friends.
Mm.
And or like there was one more person, but four of us, we were best friends.
They still got jealous.
Yeah,
she's taking it super seriously. Like she's like, she's about to cry.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely get FOMO. Like, I get jealous when I feel like my friends are hanging out with other people more than me. You know? But then sometimes, depending on who it is, I'll have too much pride to be like, hey, like, invite me too, or I want to go.
Oh, really?
And, you know, I'll just be secretly crying in the corner of my room, like, please invite me. But most of the times with close friends, I'll just be like, hey, let's hang out this week, or let's meet for lunch or something.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's true.
Are you a jealous person?
It depends on which person.
Exactly.
Exactly. I get sometimes jealous over just like hangouts or like meetups that like I'm not able to go.
Mm.
Or it's like, oh, I can't make it to that date. But then they're like, oh, then, you know, we'll just meet each other on a different day. But we'll still have that gather up.
Mm.
So I'm just kind of like, oh, that, you know, that kind of hurts sometimes.
Mm.
Yeah. But… I'm like considered the most sensitive person in like the friend group.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, like she was so sensitive, man. Like, why are you always so sensitive? I'm like,
musician.
No, I'm not. Yeah,
musician.
But then it's just like I think it's the music thing.
You get like beat just so easily too.
I think. Yeah.
what is super your MBTI? Sensitive.
What is it? I think it's like ENFP or something.
Oh.
ENFP.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I gotta do it again.
ESFP.
Yeah.
Oh.
I gotta do it like at home, like literally. I did it in front of a camera.
Mm.
So I wanna try it just at home by myself where I can be really honest with the questions. Because you're in camera, I'm just trying to like… I don't think I should answer it this way.
Mm. But I feel like with jealousy, it's inevitable. There are going to be triggers all the time that make us kind of jealous. But it's how we deal with it. Of course, there are going to be people who take that jealousy and they're like, I'm going to be better than that person. I'm going to like…
Oh my God.
Set up a trap for that person to fail. But because I'm serious. Even between families, there are jealousy. So think about it. Even no matter how much you trust your friend, that there might be like a little speck of jealousy in there. But it's like… You know, with my friends, I can be like, oh, I'm so jealous. You're doing great. That's good. But congratulations.
Yeah.
And then there will be some people that will be like, congrats. I'm so jealous. Oh my God. And then behind their back, they're like, she doesn't deserve that.
You know, oh my God. I hate that.
You know, she doesn't even work that hard. And they'll talk crap behind your back. So
that's
I feel
horrible.
Like feeling jealousy is normal, but it's how you deal with that that makes you like define yeah. who you are.
Like, yeah. At the end of the day, you got to do you. Like, yeah. don't yeah. like, you know, jealousy, it can be like felt, but you just got to live your life. I mean, like…
I think… Yeah. yeah. I think everybody has different times. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like this person could be having like the most successful story when they're 30. Someone might be having it when they're 50. It doesn't matter. Yeah. So I think… Like there's no need to be jealous about a person because they're doing something because you're not them. Like it doesn't really make sense.
Mm.
So I don't think in that term… I don't think I've ever felt jealous like… Oh, he's better than me at studying. You know, like… He's better than me at singing, whatever. Mm-hmm. But the jealousy I felt was like, it was more like when I went to go see Coldplay, like live, doing their show in front of like 20,000 people, I was like, okay, I'm jealous.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous. Like, I don't want to do that. So I think it's really like unhealthy to like compare yourself.
Yeah.
But if that jealousy, like that jealousy feeling is obviously normal, right? Mm. Like, it's like being mad or being happy or being sensitive, whatever. But I think it's good to just take it in and say like, okay, what do I have to do so I could make that happen?
Yeah.
Right?
There should be another word for that. Like yeah. jealousy is so… It's like portrayed as such a bad… Like,
yeah.
Word.
Yeah.
So negative.
It's so negative because like it's just a feeling.
Yeah.
But
it's motivating.
Yeah. It really yeah. is. It's not like a negative feeling. Like nothing is really if you think about it.
Mm.
It's such a natural feeling. So yeah. I don't know.
So we're about midway through the podcast, so we're going to take a quick breather. Today we're looking at trends and deciding if we want to take it or leave it.
Take it or leave it.
Ooh, this is fun. So we're going to be shown images of the latest trends and quickly say if we want to cop the trend or trash it.
Trash, okay.
Yeah.
Cop or trash?
Cop or trash.
Cop or trash. Okay, so the first thing is green. Green. High fashion green. You mm-hmm. want to take green. It or leave it?
I'm not going to take it.
Oh, why?
Because recently I went to what's Hengzhen?
Event. Yeah.
For Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
And then all they had was green.
Wow.
And literally I wanted to be interested in the clothes. I don't want to like put them on blast, but like… I want to be interested, right?
Damn, you ain't getting no sponsors from Louis Vuitton. That's for like, sure.
I'm just gonna say
no, but there's some really nice ones that I wanted. But then, like, they were really pushing for that green.
Yeah.
And then, it's just green isn't a color that I really like.
Yeah. Have you tried it?
I can't say I tried it, but like…
The mindset green hoodie though. Go cop that, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have
I'd
nice
wear that.
Like that kind of green.
Dive Studios. Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Usong?
Trash. They all look like Peter Pan.
Yes!
Seriously?
Yeah, it feels like a fairy like
yeah.
a fairy tale.
Yeah,
thing.
Like yeah. for me, I don't do green either too much.
Yeah.
To be honest.
What color do you like the most?
Black or white or mint. Mm. I don't wear mint, but like I like that color.
Right.
Like yeah, accessories, yeah. you mm. like mint.
Yeah, exactly. Or red. Yeah.
But like yeah, red.
What about you, Ashley?
I oh, love yeah. it. I yeah. love green. I've never been a fan of green, but I think now. But it really depends.
It
really depends on the shade. Like it
right.
has to be that mm. perfect shade of yeah. green, that forest green. If it's anything less than that or yeah. a little too much, then no.
Can we see that? Oh right. That's not that's
I like
not
that
bad.
Kind of green that's too. Like grass
I,
green.
I don't even like that,
that one.
One
either.
Yeah. I really don't yeah.
Well green's don't
like green
that.
Purple, like you would never see me really wearing green, purple, or like
orange.
Yeah, orange. Mm. Like stuff like… I don't know. For me, it's just… I don't like it. Yeah.
Okay. Alright.
Okay.
Next.
Okay.
We have the new rise of maximalism. Yeah. Wow.
Wow, that looks intense.
Does it have to be to that extent? Is that just…
It's like texture, pattern.
Fully
decked
out. Yeah.
Okay. One, two, three.
Cash.
Really?
I like it.
You like it?
I
like
said
it.
Trash.
I said trash. I want trash.
I said cash. Yeah. For clothes, yes, I don't like green or anything. Mm-hmm. But I like colors when they're all together like that on furniture with mm-hmm. like blankets and like sofas and everything.
Right.
And when it looks antique and very aesthetic, I like that for me.
Can you imagine yourself living there?
I can. I would want my place like that. Like I've tried… I made my places like very minimalistic.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've made it very… messy and aesthetic, but I always like the messy and aesthetic look more.
Oh.
Yeah, but it is organized. You
kind of like your music video set for Lazy.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you like?
That's actually a little too much for me. Yeah. I mean, I like the mixes of patterns and colors, but that's, I feel like I would have a headache.
Yeah.
I wouldn't
I don't
find
feel comfortable
things.
Like resting there. You know what
yeah,
I mean? It's my house.
It's a little too
that's
much.
True.
It's
my house.
Okay.
Maybe I'm crazy.
No, you're good. You're good.
Next, we have hard seltzers galore. What is that? What is
it? Also, it's like beer.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Like beer, but if people who don't like beer, they go for that, right?
No sugar, low calorie.
Okay. Take it or leave it. 1, 2, 3. Take
leave it.
It.
Trash.
Yeah. Why?
I'm leaving all these things. Like,
yeah. Junie's like, I don't.
I'm the most negative person.
Yeah. Okay, why?
Yeah. What? Why for you?
For me, I don't know. I just don't like carbonated alcohol.
Do you like carbonated water?
No, I just like still water. Yeah.
Right?
For me, it's just like the smooth whiskey or like if I want to go feel more up, I get tequila. Yeah.
Okay. How
I personally
you?
Just don't like to drink alcohol.
Oh.
I'm not a drinker, so.
Wow.
I'd have like rarest occasions I'd have a beer.
Uh-huh.
Everyone when I always say this, everyone's like, "Really? You look like you just get hammered all the time." Why do I look like that? But I can't. I'm not good with alcohol.
Wow.
My face gets all red and all dizzy and stuff.
You and Peniel would vibe well. He doesn't drink at all either. I've never seen him drink for the past 11 years I've known him.
Us non-drinkers, when we're in that situation, all we do is just drink a lot of like Coke.
Oh man.
Yeah,
that's
or like
better
water.
Than Coke though.
Yeah,
that's no sugar.
But I mean, Coke tastes better.
Yeah, Coke tastes better.
All right, not that I like carbonated drinks anyways, but like I would rather have a Coke than a Truly.
It's better than water, like doing like kombe with water.
True.
Everyone's just like having a beer like soju and you're just like with water.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel right. So I'd rather just get that taste.
Oh,
yeah,
I
that's
see,
why
I
do the
see.
Coke thing.
Never thought of that. What about you, Ashley?
I like it because I love like kombucha. I love sparkling water. Because especially when I'm having like hamburgers or pizza, I don't drink Coke or Sprite. I don't really like it. I like ginger ale at most. But in Korea, we don't have a lot of options of those kind of drinks.
That's true.
So if they were to have them in Korea, I think I would drink them a lot more.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. The fourth one we have is… Oh God. I don't even want to try this. Ramyeon lasagna.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
We're gonna watch a TikTok video to see what this is about. Okay. Literally, they're getting ramyeon noodles, putting tomato sauce, cheese, and another pile of ramyeon… Oh my God. How many ramyeon noodles are they putting
in
there?
Okay. I gotta see how this turns out.
Holy
shoot. Yo, that actually looks
pretty good. Wait, but wouldn't the noodles get hard? Because they didn't boil it in water. Oh,
no,
it's not.
Okay.
Why would that be bad though? That's just like tomato ramen.
Yeah.
Ramen lasagna. This is good.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Cash. Sorry, I'm just… cash, yeah.
So is it
finally.
Take it or is it cash?
Yeah,
or is
my
it
bad.
Leave it or
wait,
is it
like,
no?
I don't know.
Wait, here's my question. How much would you pay for that? If they served it at a place, would you buy it? That's the thing.
I wouldn't buy it.
Right? Like, but if you would just make it by yourself at home, that's it's that kind
that's
of deal.
That's true. I guess you wouldn't really. I mean, unless you wanted ramen that tastes like.
I'd rather have lasagna, man.
Are you really gonna try to make it though?
No, I would never try to cook that. just because I don't like cooking, but if someone cooked it for me, I'd eat
it. You would try it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I would eat it well too. Like, 다 먹을 수 있을 것 같은데.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like noodles. I like carbs, and I love lasagna. So
I love lasagna too.
Like Italian food is like my second go to.
Okay, if any of you guys tried it, please let us know how it tastes.
You don't want it?
No, I don't want it.
Okay, for me, like tomato sauce, like I don't know if I'm weird, but like when I'm hungry, right, and I don't have like anything and I don't want to cook, I just get rice and I put tomato sauce on there and eat it. And I do that really often.
Have you tried it with
this
eggs?
That's like risotto.
Yeah.
Ew,
like
risotto.
No, seriously, if you try it with eggs, it's good too.
Really?
Yeah,
I haven't tried it with eggs yet because like I'm just like that lazy to even like…
Not even eggs?
Yeah, literally I get rice, I take out the sauce, I put it in, I'm just like, okay, this is my
breakfast.
You don't
breakfast. Even microwave it?
No. So, like, because that rice is hot.
Oh, right, okay.
And then it's like a risotto.
Yeah,
why is that gross?
Tomato,
I mean, think of it, like it's not that gross, right?
That's kind of like me, but I could do that with ketchup. Just ketchup and rice.
Just ketchup
that's
and rice?
Weird.
Yeah.
Okay, without eggs?
That's
a little weird.
That's really weird.
I mean, it'd be better if I had eggs, but I can still live with just like rice
really?
And ketchup.
I could live with rice and fuchu, like pepper. I even do that sometimes.
Yeah, that's good.
Like
that's
if I'm, really good. I'm that lazy to cook. I just get pepper and I just put it on rice and I eat it, literally.
It's flavored rice.
Oh my gosh.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, the kick. It's salty the pepper rice, kick, yeah.
All right, last but not least, we have celebrity and influencer boxing matches.
Okay. Oh, I've seen,
we're
I saw
watch
this.
A Lamar highlight clip.
Okay, so we're watching Lamar Odom versus Aaron Carter.
Oh my gosh, wow. Aaron Carter played?
Aaron Carter, like…
Wait, who is Lamar Odom?
Lamar Odom is a basketball player. He used to play for the Lakers with Kobe.
I saw the Floyd Mayweather game with Jake Paul. With Logan Paul?
Logan Paul or Jake Paul, yeah. Yeah, but they're doing a lot of these because, I mean, first of all, they make a lot of cash.
Oh, because
they're celebrities.
Bet?
They don't have winners sometimes.
Yeah, like, it's just like the pay-per-view thing. And like because you can't watch it for free. Mm-hmm. You got to pay to watch. Mm-hmm. And they just make a lot of money off it.
Good for them.
Yeah, it's good for them.
So you guys both like it?
It's entertainment.
I think
no matter how stupid it is, like if it's good entertainment, like people are gonna watch it. And and like people like, you know, they like watching stuff that's like, oh, like why are they doing that? You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Makes them feel better.
But I respect it as long as they really put in the work to like prepare for the match.
Yeah.
Because you know, like real actual boxers, they put like all their efforts into it.
Exactly.
And then, like, just because they have a status in the scene, they can just have these people watch. And then if they don't prepare hard enough, it's kind of like you're kind of shaming. Like it sucks for the people who are like really into it, who are like dedicated boxers.
Well, do they really prepare like that?
They do. They do.
I've actually seen the training like Jake Paul, Logan Paul.
Yeah, I think it was Logan Paul.
I've seen them like train and it's like,
cash.
Any input, any ideas on?
No, I would just rather interested. Watch professionals. Yeah. It's a lot cleaner.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, you don't want to see Heejun.
Wow.
Oh, I'd see that.
You know
I'd put
I
money.
I would
put that
in.
Money,
that
in there.
Wow, that's crazy. I bet on Heejun.
Now we're back to jealousy. We have another submission. The story says, I have never seen myself as a jealous person. I don't really get jealous of other people when it comes to relationships, both romantic and platonic. But recently, I have started to get jealous of my friends and siblings with how much they have achieved in life. I'm someone who studied the arts and pursued a career in arts and writing, and never have I ever felt that I'm successful. I know it shouldn't be measured through recognition, but it feels like not only am I not recognized, but I'm also belittled and it sucks sometimes. I recently self-published my own book, but my parents didn't even care about it. When I go on social media, I get to see my batchmates being very successful with their careers. I get jealous at how smart they are and they actually have jobs because they chose to pursue the sciences and such. I just wish I was as smart as them and that I would actually achieve something in life that I could be proud of.
It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of a topic that I always like hear from people like around me as well. But then what I think is like what you said before, people have different timings of their careers and like where they can actually blossom into someone. Like you can't really compare to others. And then this person who mentioned that they're very like they're not really happy with their lives right now.
Yeah.
You have your own life too, and you have your own pace. You're going on your own pace. And I think the most important thing is just to be proud of what you've done. I mean, you've like self-published your own book. Like you studied arts and pursued a career in arts, which is very tough to do. And that's a skill that your friends may not have, right?
Yeah. And if you're trying to get recognized by your parents and like if you're going to feel happy about them… Like, you know, of course you're going to feel happy if they're happy about it. But if that's your goal and you feel like, oh, because they didn't compliment me, they didn't care. Like, if you feel down, I don't think you have your mind straight, your purpose straight. Because you're not doing it for them.
Yeah, you're doing
it. You're doing it for yourself. And be proud in what you achieve. It doesn't really matter what, you know, other people might… You know, it might be small to other people, but it's not to you. And you know how much you tried to get there. So, I don't even think it's a problem, you know.
I was going to say something like opposite of that because I was going to say I'm sorry that
Bring
like her, your parents don't like support you 100%. Because I think having a support system like that is so different when you're on a journey and when you have friends and family around you who are supporting you and are giving words of encouragement. It just gives you more motivation and like inspiration, I feel like. Of course, you can't depend on that. You can't be like, oh, mommy, look at what I did, you know? But if you have some people around you who are loving and genuinely supportive, I feel like that can help that person out, especially like mentally. Because when you're like draining, when you're like, you know, drained or you want to give up, then those people will…
Well, that's why we have YouTube videos and Dive Studios. So you come and listen to the content and get some words of encouragement. Because I think if you don't have it, because obviously it'll be nice to have things. It'll be nice to have money. You know, it'll be nice to have easier, you know, routes. But once if you don't have it, you can't do anything about it. Then, you know, you gotta learn how to deal with it. They're not, you know, you can't, you're not gonna force them to say like, be proud of me.
Yeah.
And if you don't have that system, you just gotta work around it. Cause not everybody has everything. There's nobody in life that has everything. So you might have you already published the book. And I don't know anyone that's published the book. Right? Like, so you already achieved something greater than others that, you know, so I think it's all you. Just
keep
look at some, look at some inspirational quotes on Instagram.
He loves that.
Yeah.
He loves Instagram.
No, like literally, like that's what I do. I encourage myself. I look at it, I'm like,
Watched, this is crazy because I actually watched a video of Will Smith talking about life like that. And then it was a video about him doing skydiving. Yeah, you guys should watch it. It's like, he's just…
Is it inspirational?
It's super inspirational.
Go see, there's so many content out there now that you don't need people to tell you. You have content to tell you. It's a new world.
It's a new world. I mean, I wanted to talk about this too because like the greats of… our generation or past generation, the people who are successful, the reason why they are is because they probably did it themselves. They found books, they found biographies, and they went, reached out and they went, got these books and read it and all these things.
Yeah.
But for us now, for our generation, we have YouTube, we have Google. We can just search up any quote we want. We don't have to go to a library and actually look for biographies anymore. So it's like… it's so much easier to actually be inspired.
Yeah,
you can get specific with the searches too. Like, I'm feeling down today. Yeah. Like on Google, like,
like it's crazy.
I want to be inspirational on a rainy day quote. Like, I bet you anything something you
can
will
find
pop
it. Up. You can find it. Yeah.
It's raining, but I love you. Something like that. You know what I mean? Like, it's raining, but you're not falling.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'm trying to think of a moment where I was jealous of like… my friends or anything with their success in music. But genuinely, I don't think I ever was. I was kind of like… because Matthew debuted before I did. And we trained… we started training around the same time. But I just always… like I was so happy for him when he did. Because they did really well. Like Card did really well. And I wasn't jealous. It was more like, oh, I want to do it too.
Yeah.
Like I can't wait for, you know, me to like, you know, go on stage and stuff. But it wasn't like… Matthew doing his thing. Like, I can't believe he's doing this thing. I don't want him to do that. Like, it was never like a jealousy like that. It was more like I said, with the Coldplay example. So, I don't know. With Ashley too. Ashley debuted way before me. Right?
Yeah. We even took your song.
Yeah. Ashley even took our song. No, like… because we were training together and… Ashley debuted like way before me. We're in the same company. But more than jealousy, it was, you know, it was more like… yeah, like I want to do it too. What can I do to do it? I think that was my goal all the time.
Yeah. I think I always felt jealous. Not always, but there were many times when I felt jealous about other groups that were in bigger companies that were more loaded. So their production at the end was higher quality. And I would look at that and I'd be like, wow, like I wish I could be a part of something like that. You know, like the music video set is like crazy. You know, they have like so many different outfits, you know, their hair and makeup, everything's just very like their concept is very new and it's like brilliant when you look at it, right? And like, I mean, you could think of it yourself too, but then when your company doesn't have enough money or like or connections to make that happen. Kind of like always like, what would it be like if my company had like $1 billion or something? You know? Kind of like that.
Have you ever like taken it as like motivation? Like I want
to
like…
like what can I do to make that money so I can shoot that music video?
Yeah, kind of like… oh, I gotta work harder to, and then so we can like do something like that.
I mean, like with my members, we would always be like, 우리도 언젠가 그런 거 해보자. Like, let's do that one day too. And I guess it kind of serves as a motivation, but after some years, you're just like, it's never gonna happen.
True.
The reality hits you, and you're like, yeah.
That's, okay. Yeah. Is that jealousy though? Because like, I feel like the jealous, because that's why it's so vague.
Mm.
You know, jealousy, it's not, that's not a negative thing.
Mm. Yeah.
It's such a natural thing. Yeah. Like, of course you want to have the funds, the better funds, and everybody does.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's not like I think about it 24/7.
Yeah, exactly.
I just watch it and I'm like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
and then I'm like, oh, let's go get coffee, you know? Like,
I think that's why it's like, it shouldn't be taking that seriously unless you're feeling so negative about it.
Yeah.
Then I think you should really think back on like, why am I feeling this jealousy towards something so hard?
Mm.
Like, I think you should look back. Like, if you're jealous that your boyfriend or whatever is hanging out with their friend or their cousin, then I think you should look back at your life and see where that trauma came from. No, I'm serious. Because
like
there's always…
Going back to that person?
Yeah, no. Because there's always that trauma. For me, for example, like my trauma was… I figured it out like very recently.
Mm.
But I didn't like texting people about like daily things.
What do you mean?
Like for example, like I never text my friends say like, hey, what's up? And like have a conversation usually.
Oh.
I rarely do that.
I don't do that either.
Yeah. But then what my thing was, I figured… Because like people would always tell me like, why don't you ever text me? Like, why are you MIA until we like try to meet up? And because like when they… Even when they text me, I kind of like… 알았어. Like, you know what I mean? I don't keep the conversation going.
Right.
But it was because when I was in third grade, I went… I was with my mom, right? Up until third grade. It was just me and my mom. I was like a mama's boy, right? And then I had to go to Korea… And I had to be apart from my mom for like 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
But the first year of that was like really hard. Because I would… Every day I was like trying to text her, trying to call her. But like even when I did that, I couldn't see her, right? So it was like… It hurt me more to like text her and talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
And like call her. Because I would hear her voice and stuff. And then like I feel like… Oh damn, like I want to… You know, I want to see my mom. But I can't. So I think after that point, I didn't like texting unless we were going to meet up. Or like calling unless we're going to meet up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I figured. So look back. Look back. It's like a little… It's like something like little like that could change your perspective on like emotions or like feelings. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right. Sammy, do you want to read this one?
Okay, sure. Mm-hmm. I don't get jealous often, but for this one time I did. My ex and I would always stay back and forth. It was truly a toxic relationship. We broke up and didn't talk for a while. Soon enough, he was dating this other girl I knew. I didn't care because we weren't together. But when they broke up, he came back to me. We were trying to get back together, but he was still stuck on his ex-girl. I became jealous because why wasn't he ever so stuck on me? Why did he replace me so quickly? But with her, he didn't replace her. It dragged out where… Him, her, and some friends were having these problems and I somehow got in the middle of it. So I decided to text the girl. Wow. We chatted and everything was chill and cool. Until my boyfriend found out and he blew up saying I didn't need to talk to her. But to be honest, I was actually texting her to scoop out info on her and him. I texted that girl out of jealousy. I got involved and I found out everything he did during their relationship. I was jealous that he chose her that one time even though he's always chosen me before. Yeah.
Mm.
Understandable, understandable.
It's good that
Thank you
know.
For submitting that.
It's good that you know that it's not a good thing to do.
Mm.
But
then again, it might not be her fault because it's like I said, it's the trust issue. Yeah, like at certain points, if you're having a relationship and that person, the other person is just going back and forth, then you get insecure. Then you start feeling this insecurity and you want to know everything about, you know, you get 집착해 to the other person, which is still bad. And I think you should come out of it and kind of work on yourself more and love yourself more. Before, you know, being so heavily invested in someone else.
Mm.
But yeah, that doesn't seem healthy. I don't know.
Yeah, I think they should have broken up a long time ago. Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised that the other girl was so chill about it. And just
Damn,
told her everything. That's weird too.
That's really odd.
Do you guys like knowing about your boyfriend or girlfriend's exes though?
I feel like sometimes like they want it like… tell you so they could get some, some out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was always a type to be too honest. Kind of like if they ask, I wouldn't say like specific like this person, this person. Like I would just tell them like, yeah, I've been like, you know, I've done that or been there, ate there, you know. I'd be honest about it. But I don't really mind. Like I don't think we need to talk about it unless you really want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, I like if that if my let's say if I had a girlfriend, like if my girlfriend was talking about her ex, I wouldn't really mind about it. Like if it had to do with a certain place that we were in, we're like, oh, we've been here, but I've been here before with my ex or something. If that conversation came up somehow, I would be like, oh, cool. Like, that wouldn't matter. But then it always came back to me where it's like, I say something by accident.
Oh, it always comes back.
It's like,
it always comes back.
Oh, like, it's our second time here. It's like, second time? Like,
or you're like, oh, this place changed.
Yeah,
and they're
something like that.
Who did you come here with?
Yeah, or, this place changed. It's like…
Okay, so after that time, then every time you go to a restaurant, it's like, oh, is this your second time too? Like, it's just
it never ends. So,
that's why I just keep my mouth shut.
It's, like, it's funny because the more you promise or like make promises just as a joking way, like we will never ever talk about this ever again. Yeah, of course. We won't talk about it. So how was it then when you… Like it always just comes back.
Oh,
so,
man.
Yeah. I've had that before.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, I think I dodged everything. I'm like, here? I don't know.
Yeah. What is this place?
Yeah.
And then the person's like, oh, you're back. And they're like, they see the new girlfriend. Like,
And I just tell him, like, he probably knows me from somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
there has been a time where I had to act like it was my first time there because.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Just be like, oh, this place is so nice.
Well, because first of all, Ashley goes to a lot of like.
That's true.
Yeah.
A lot of restaurants and places. Mm. So.
And like I was in a long relationship. Like more than 5 years. So just think about everything that we could have done. Right? So whoever comes
out in
after
the open?
That… I mean no, it's my first time revealing it. But okay. Whoever comes after that is going to compare himself. Because he's going to be like, how, you know, how can I compare… Like how can I do justice to like five plus year relationship, you know? And like I don't want to talk about it because I hate hearing that. But
that's true.
I would like to know about my, you know, significant other's past just to get an idea of what he was like.
Yeah.
I would just like to know, but I'm not going to be like, you know,
give me all the details. Yeah.
No, I would really want to know like how many people like she's dated before or just like…
What if it was like 100?
100?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I mean…
Like…
Yeah, like that's tough. I mean, I'd have second thoughts, but like… If we're at that 100? Stage of just seeing each other…
Yeah.
Then I would have second thoughts about that. But yeah.
I see. It's an interesting topic to talk about though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, everyone's weird.
Yeah. Story. Everybody's weird.
All right. It is almost time to say goodbye, guys. This went by really quickly, didn't it?
It really did.
Yeah. Usong, what are your plans?
My plans? I'm just keeping busy. Like literally, I have schedules every day. I'm finishing up my album here. I'm trying to shoot a music video here. I'm doing like two other things and a photo shoot. Yeah, before I go. So I'm trying to figure all that out.
Okay,
so we're gonna
hear new music from you pretty soon.
Yeah, very soon. Okay. Very soon.
And follow him on his Instagram at iusong.
No, you don't need to.
If you want to.
If you want to. Yeah, okay. I don't do any inspirational
quotes. You should post some of your favorites on your Instagram.
No, that's for me.
You don't want to share
it? No, I do not want to share it.
Okay. Alright guys, thank you so much for watching this episode. The full episodes will be up on youtube.com/divepods. And don't forget to review and follow this podcast. And thank you everyone for listening. Thank you Usong for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
We'll see you soon.
See you soon. Thank you Junie.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you Ash. Bye bye. 안녕.
Alright, let's go. Hey!
Did you guys like the video?
Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe to this channel.
And press the notification bell so you never miss another. Bye!
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today.
at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to… Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.